AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, people, here we go on a Wednesday. Welcome in. Looks like we're going to have to deal with a little more Drake as we move along through the week here. It ain't over till it's over, people. And that is the truth, as Toronto last night does something not a lot of people outside of maybe Gabe Morenci thought was going to happen. There was, held court here. So we've got ourselves a little bit more basketball to bet on this week, which is good because nobody wanted to go 8 days without having to bet on basketball. Not at least until next Wednesday. And the big beneficiary of last night's victory by the Toronto Raptors, of course, is the Golden State Warriors, who are now sitting at home in the hot tub laughing, going, "You guys just keep beating yourselves up. Let me know when you're ready to play. We'll see you on Wednesday." Welcome in here to Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It is Make It Rain. Dane Martinez, Joe Ranieri, guys, thanks very much for making us a part of your day. And it was fun last night. I got to tell you, we talked a lot about it yesterday, Dane, about how, Listen, you got to pick a side, man. You got to figure out what's going on. My biggest issue with the Milwaukee Bucks was trust, experience, going, all right, anyone can have one bad game, but what was going to happen if that bad game turned into, another bad game? If they weren't lighting it up like they did in the first two games, how would they react? And I think we've got our answer here. I think we have. I think we now know that Toronto has another gear. Just when you thought you could stick a fork in them, apparently not. It looks like they don't need just Kawhi Leonard in order to be able to win a game. But man, oh man, does he look hobbled? Like really hobbled? Or to me, because it's not like we're ever going to get it on the. We're not going to get it on the injury report, so we know this, right? That's never going to show up, but he just looks, thank goodness, Kyle Lowry and Gasol, monster get, hell, even Van Fleet figured out how to score. I think he had a kid, too, yesterday, so maybe that's the, maybe if he pops out a few kids, Serge he'll hit Ibaka. A few more shots. Serge Ibaka, so everybody else did it, but there is, I don't know, man, do you think it was just too much? The playoffs have taken everything out of Kawhi. Did they empty the tank with him? Is it too late to turn it back, do you think?
No, I think he got injured in game three when we saw it. I think driving to the hole in game three, and I think the guys that were right on it. And I think he's been in, like, I think he's hurt, but of course he's going to go at it after it the same way Dame Lillard went after it with a separated rib or whatever was going on. Kevin Durant had a legit injury he could not play through and it's going to take 2 weeks, But no, I think Kawhi Leonard is hurt. So good, I'm glad that we told you about this yesterday, right? Because we were on the Kawhi Leonard under, on the Kyle Lowry over, and I think that's going to start to continue. Toronto's going to need everybody a little bit more, the Gasols, the Lowrys, the Powells, even the Ibakas, because I think they know that their star is compromised. He's going to grit through it, but yes, he's definitely hurt.
Yeah, it really does. And the injury, and it just looks like, he's gotten them to this point. It's about time somebody else steps up. But listen, the series is far from over. Again, road team you got to win on the road, right? And they're going to have an opportunity to do that tomorrow night as this game. And, you know, when we started originally talking about this series, we did talk about, hey, this is, you know, this is going to be probably a 6 or 7 game series. And then recency bias kicked in with, you know, Milwaukee winning rather easily the first two. And then, you know, Toronto barely being able to squeak by in game three. But boy, oh boy, last night kind of changed that whole narrative. And let us not forget, Toronto in game three was a 2.5, 3-point favorite at some particular point. They win that game. And then last night, they're a 3-point underdog in a matter of 24 hours. And they won game three.
After winning.
Not losing. Won game three in that double overtime and still managed somehow or another to find themselves as a 3-point underdog last night. Oh, and guess what? They won again. So it's going to be very interesting, I think, to see what the lines are as they start to come out here this morning, because that line didn't make any sense to a lot of people yesterday. I'm still scratching my head about it because nothing had changed outside of maybe the perception of the Milwaukee Bucks and Giannis, who again, first free throw last night, airballs. Yep, airball. I could not believe what I thought Reggie Miller was going to fall off the TV set, man. He was just like, are you got to be kidding me, man. And he kept doing it all night. It's like that putter, you know, it's like that guy on tour that we talk about. Sometimes, you know, those 2-footers, right? Those 1.5, 2-footers, man, yep. you get in front of them and you got the, you know, the hand starts to shake and the yips. He looked like he was going to miss the first free throw all night long. He pretty much did. I mean, he ended up making the second one, but it's that first one. He can't. It's just there's something going on, and you get that mental block going, man. You know how that is. All of a sudden, you start doubting yourself, like, oh, please hit the rim, and you don't hit the rim. That was a hell of a way to start for Giannis last night by airballing a free throw. And the crowd, bless them in Toronto, man. There's some lunatics there. That's a fun crowd, but man, did they have the rest of the night. That set the tone for the rest of the night every time he went to the free throw line. And I do think you're going to see Toronto go, all right, you want to drive the paint? Get your ass to the free throw line. Let's see how you do from here on out, man, because I do think it's starting to mess with him a little bit.
Haka Giannis, you think, will be in full effect moving forward? I wonder, though. Listen, honestly, Joe, and I was going to say this later on, it wasn't just Giannis, though. The Milwaukee Bucks went 65% from the free throw line, and it's got to be better than that as a team. You know, Toronto shoots 89%. You know, Milwaukee missed 9 free throws. I'm not saying that's the margin of victory, right? But it's a slightly different game. These are things I think will change when the series shifts to Milwaukee. But yeah, it's in Giannis's head. I'd foul him.
Yeah, me too, man. You could just see he's kind of, and we haven't seen this from him. But again, this is, you know, this is where that experience comes into play in the NBA playoffs. The difference of watching the series with Golden State, watching them all series long, and then watching this Milwaukee team here at that no panic look in Golden State that we're so enamored with, that we talked about all week. Like, they just hung around because they knew they were going to win at the end. I'm not getting that from Milwaukee right now. I'm getting maybe a little bit like, okay, guys, what are we supposed to do now? And we'll talk more about that as we come up here, take a look at what it all means moving forward with the NBA playoffs next.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right.
Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's Y-O-U-T-H to 321321.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with five bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing different is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Whole two games.
Rich, he thinks he's responsible for the two air balls by Giannis.
Drake thinks he's Spike Lee, apparently, and I don't know if he is quite to the well, he is that annoying, let's face it. If you are the opposing team for many years, whether Knicks were good or not, and it's hard to even remember a time when the Knicks were halfway decent, but they were. There was a time when they were, and other teams, especially Reggie Miller, how ironic there on the broadcast. Reggie remembers Spike getting in his grill a whole lot there, and Drake is trying to carry that torch now with Toronto, and he's doing a pretty good job of it. You know, I got to give him credit, man. He's having some fun with it, and it doesn't appear that hard to get into Giannis's face because he makes it pretty easy, Giannis, as he continues to miss free throw after free throw, and not just Giannis, but the team. Some of the worst free throw shooting we have seen in a long, long time, guys. It ain't getting better. Like Dane said, 65% not going to get it done. Welcome in here on a Wednesday as the NBA Finals can continue to be just, a week from 6 days now. Next Wednesday, as the Golden State Warriors are ready to rock and roll, they are watching this too. They're taking a very close eye here. We're talking about a Milwaukee team who hasn't really been pushed this playoff. Not a, no grueling 7-game series. They lost one here in Boston. They took care of Detroit. You know, now all of a sudden, for the first time, yesterday we kept hearing about Dane. This was all I was getting all day long. Well, you do know their record after a loss, right, this year, like in the regular season. If I heard the word regular season one more time yesterday, it was a stat I was going to throw up. And that was exactly why I was fading them last night, is because everybody kept telling me how great this team was in this situation from the regular season. But as you and I spoke about all week long, what in the hell does the regular season have to do with the situation these guys are in right now? And they have not been pushed. They have not seen adversity. They haven't had any of that. And it was very hard to look at this team last night and go, they were just 2.5, 3-point underdogs the game before. They lost, and now you're telling me they're 3-point favorites? I don't get it. And now you're quoting me stats from the regular. Oh, they were 25-1 after a lot of regular. yeah, this ain't the regular season here, people. And the one thing Toronto's always had up over Milwaukee was they got a lot of people been there, done that on that team. And yeah, maybe, just maybe, Dane, those guys, the Serge Ibaka's of the world, you know, maybe the rest of the cast that's been, you know, been trying to kind of search and find their way. In the meantime, Kawhi's been carrying them. Maybe, just maybe, it was kind of like watching last night those guys go, guys, we know, they knew how hurt Kawhi was, and they knew if we were going to get this done, we got to step up. And much like Kevin Durant, right? We talked about, it was funny, would that switch be flipped for the Golden State Warriors now that they knew, well, we can't rely on Kevin anymore? Could it be? I mean, it's amazing how parallel this is. But could it be that knowing how hobbled Kawhi was, that the Kyle Lowry's of the world, the Serge Ibaka, everybody else kind of went, all right, guys, it's go time here. I mean, could that have played a role into what we've seen last night and moving forward here in this series?
It could be, Joe. And I use the word could specifically. I think what's interesting is what we saw last night, at least, right? With I believe Kawhi is just hobbled. You saw it at a few points in the game. Reggie Miller and Chris Webber, who they were making the point that even on some less noticeable things, like him not making the switch on defense as frequently and passing it off, you know, that sort of thing. Him still lacking explosion, like our guy Venmo Brian likes to say down there in the fantasy pit of misery about Larry Bird, of all people. He didn't have bounce, okay? So I think that we realize that Kawhi Leonard may just be like a mere mortal now and not like the cyborg that he's been looking like all season long, right? But what I think is interesting, to your point, it was the veterans with experience who stepped up to support last night. Kyle Lowry in the first quarter, remember, Joe, I had him over under like 14 points. He had 12 in the first quarter, okay? You saw him early in the game literally trying to take on some of the scoring load. It helped me with my prop bet, but I thought that was interesting. Marc Gasol in the same way. Serge Ibaka, you know, these are guys who, like you were mentioning, have been there before. Serge Ibaka has been in the NBA Finals. You know what I mean? Kyle Lowry is the veteran of this team, you know? So I do think that was the case last night. And I say it could be because you also asked if that's what's going to happen moving forward, okay? And I don't know that that's what's going to happen moving forward. I think the other big thing in this game, Joe, was literally the fact that this game was played on Toronto's home court. And I think it may look a little bit different when we get to Milwaukee. We talk about it all the time. The supporting cast plays better at home than they do on the road. My question is, will these guys, will Ibaka, will Powell and Van Fleet, will they bring their game over to Milwaukee, or will it be the other guys? Will it be instead the George Hills, the Ilyasovas, the Malcolm Brogdons, who wind up stepping up and having a good game and giving Milwaukee once again control of this series? I think home court is going to really matter in this one.
Yeah, Lowry talked about it after the game about how important it is. I mean, listen, it's one game, but guys, we got to take this and build off of it if we're going
to
have a chance.
We have to go out there and continue to do what we've done, you know, and what we brought to the last two games and put it in game five. We know it's going to be tough, and we know they're going to come out amped and ready to go.
Yeah, but Van Fleet, Norman Powell, Serge Ibaka combined for 48 points last night. The single biggest difference between what we witnessed in this Toronto team last night versus what we witnessed in the first two games on the road. They're going to have to take that momentum and step it up. And, you know, it's interesting. Momentum's a funny thing in sports. There are those that have it and jump all over it, utilize it, fuel it, and boom, they're off to the races. Sometimes it's as a little thing as not necessarily that these guys are, you know, this was trash. I mean, these guys had pretty good years among them, these role players and these other guys on Toronto. But sometimes it just takes that, you know, make that 60-foot bomb putt, and all of a sudden you finish the round going 8 under par, you know, when you couldn't, and when everything doesn't seem, it's that one little thing with Golden State, that idea that, oh crap, Kevin Durant's down. Well, we've been looking for Kevin for like 35 a night here. We've been relying, like, what the hell are we supposed to do now? Not that they were any less talented, and not that these guys are any less talented, but momentum is a funny thing. And it works, I think, both ways, right? Because we've seen teams where
Sure.
Once the everything's going swimmingly until the one wheel starts to, you know, you lose a couple of lug nuts and that wheel starts to shimmy a little bit. Next thing you know, you're driving and your wheel is flying past you on I-90. And this happened to me, by the way, a few years back, where all of a sudden you're looking and going, wow, whose tire is that? And it's actually your tire. And that's kind of all. You don't know how to stop it. Like, what are we supposed to do? And that's where the experience factor comes in. It's such a unique thing, this urgency in the playoffs, which is what makes it so much fun, Dane, is that who can utilize the momentum, right? Who can grab a hold of it and use it to propel them to the next level? And who can, that's going the other way, right? That momentum that, oh, crap, guys, we're losing. What do we do now? Can they draw that line in the sand? Can they rebound? A lot of people thought, I can tell you the betting markets yesterday, everybody thought game three was a mirage. It was not the norm. This is, everything's going to go back. The universe, Milwaukee's going to win. Didn't happen. And I'm looking at some of these early numbers, Dane. Wait till you hear these things, boy, about game six. Could be some value here, guys. We'll talk about those numbers, plus what happened MLB last night. Next, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
This place is great. Where are we?
We're at Quintas.
Quintas?
Guntitas.
Oh, you mean meat farms?
It's Genta's Meat Farm Supermarket. Genta's Meat Farms has 9 locations across Long Island, bringing you local farm fresh produce, butcher shop quality meat with custom cuts, and bakery fresh goods all at the best prices. Genta's Meat Farms. You might not know how to say it, but you know where we are.
Genta's!
It's not just fresh, it's Meat Farms fresh.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com. Proudly made in America.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 fantasy football package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Full-time fantasy. A superstar like Damian Lillard has to take over. You know, you want to be regarded as a superstar. You see Golden State charging. You got to find a way to get a basket and stave off some of the momentum. And, you know, I don't like killing Dame because we know how good he is, but, you know, this is where you're measured in the postseason. You know, this is the epitome of an elite team in Golden State. This is where you got to shine.
Weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
All right, happy Wednesday here, guys. Make it rain to Fantasy Sports Radio Network. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri, and we try to pick up the pieces here, make sense of what we witnessed last night. NBA, it continues. We'll have at least a couple of more games to bet on here before we get to the finals that starts next Wednesday. And interesting note, too, I caught this. Adam Silver was on the Today Show yesterday, the NBA commissioner, talking about how, well, the ratings aren't that great this year. What a shock. And not that hard to figure out. One of the reasons that he cited, and I think we can all agree with this here, Dane, LeBron not being in the East and not being in the playoffs is a bit of a problem. The guy moves the needle. I mean, any which way you cut it, the guy moves the needle. It's interesting, too, because they brought up, and he brought up Adam Silver, and we've talked about this how many times, like the East Coast having with especially these West Coast games and these West Coast starts, the East Coast makes up 50% of the television households in this country, guys. So right. When you're starting games at 10:30, you're basically alienating half the television sets, half the ratings ability here in this country. And, you know, we've said, I mean, how many games, Dane, did we go? I can't stay up for this, you know, not. And,
yeah,
and
no,
we're in the business.
At 1 o'clock.
You know, imagine the. Right. Imagine a guy that's like, you know, I'd really love to stay up, but I.
There's a lot of people who don't have to see, you know, four overtimes in Portland.
Exactly. Kids and everybody else. You're losing a significant portion of your viewing audience that way. So ratings and networks understand this is you're going to suffer. And he addressed it by talking about we've got to look at this. And he said, now, of course, if you're going to adjust it, that means. It'll benefit you and I, Dane, here on the East Coast, but that means the people on the West Coast get screwed. And because now you're talking about games starting, let's say, 9 o'clock here on the East Coast, which is still a little bit late, but that's 6 o'clock there. And that's a tough thing. People trying to navigate, get to the game. I get it. But, you know, there's no one single reason, I think, why the ratings are down. I think it's a culmination. But the fact is the East Coast is very condensed. More of the households, more of the people. And, oh, yeah, by the way, 13 of the 30 NBA franchises are in this time zone. They're on this coast. So NBA fans in general, even if they don't have a horse in the fight, they're not going to stay up till 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 1:30 in the morning watching these games. Right. I'm glad to see that Adam Silver and at least the league and the networks are looking at this going, yes, I know it's going to suck a little bit here. For the people on the West Coast. But the reality is you do what you have to do to maximize the viewing audience. And the majority of the viewing audience in this country, guys, 50% in the NBA East Coast. And it doesn't make any sense to alienate them, whether they have a team in it or not. It doesn't make any sense to alienate them by putting games on at 10:30 at night because it's more convenient to the West Coast. I know it sucks. But it's no wonder, I think, why the people on the West Coast will have to make the adjustment as opposed to the people on the East Coast. Because I think we've already spoken here and we're like, yeah, the ratings tell you everything you need to know about how willing the East Coast fans of the NBA are willing to go ahead and call into work the next day. This ain't Game of Thrones. You know what I mean, Dane?
Yeah, absolutely. But then again, we are displaying our East Coast bias absolutely at the
You're
same
damn
time.
Straight we are.
So for all, yeah, but you know, all those people on the West Coast maybe just haven't woken up just yet, so they can hear you flambé them, and it's okay. But here's the other thing, you know, and it's interesting, Joe. We talk about it. It's part of the poll question that we have up. And by the way, you guys can check this out at FNTSY Radio, at Spittin' Speeds, at Joe Ranieri. Joe, we asked them in the poll, who will win the NBA Eastern Conference? And the options are the Bucks, the Raptors. And another option, Joe, is, wait, where's LeBron? And that option is getting a third of the vote right now. And I think that is indicative of what you were trying to say, right? It's like this idea of, you know, you tune into a major on Sunday and you don't see Tiger and you're like, wait, who are these guys? We're over here telling you that these guys are actually pretty damn good, you know, but the casual fan is like, wait, where's LeBron? Wait, where's Tiger? You know, so they're getting introduced on some level to Giannis, to Kawhi and others, right? Damian Lillard, for example, in the Western Conference. But I think that's true. I think it's a perfect storm of a number of things, right? You have no LeBron, so that's one, right? You have the start times. Right. That's another. But don't get it twisted, Joe. If the Eastern Conference Finals wasn't Milwaukee and Toronto, and instead was like Philly and Boston or New York or another major market, that would be okay. Think about this. Three of the four conference finals teams represent Milwaukee, Portland, and Toronto aren't exactly huge media markets. So I think that contributes as well. It's not like we have LA, Boston, Philly, New York, Chicago involved.
Yep. No, you're absolutely correct, too. It's not helping the situation. Although, I mean, you do have, listen, Giannis is... I saw another like three commercials yesterday with this guy's face plastered all over it. It's amazing the endorsement deals this guy has gotten already and hasn't won a damn thing.
Sure, but it's still on the upswing.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
You still have the media markets are a problem. You have the fact that you don't really have everyone is so used to LeBron. You've got so many NBA fans because franchises and the league office is in New York. It's not on the West Coast. It's a tough thing. I mean, it's a delicate balance because while you want to go ahead and you want to,
honestly,
I don't know. Well, I don't. There would be an uptick, but there's still. It's not a LeBron James versus Steph Curry. You're not going to have that without LeBron. I think he was at the top of the list. Yeah, when you get more known commodities and stars, because the NBA is a stars league, more of them. James Harden, like if James Harden was playing against Steph Curry in this round as opposed to last round. Yeah, it's a delicate balance because the NBA is trying to appease not only the local teams and the fan bases, but they know their bread is buttered on a national landscape. That's where all the money is. Like they need to somehow or another find that in between there of going, all right, yeah, we don't want to screw the local folks over, you know, out in Oakland. But at the same time, we can't alienate 50% of the TV households here because we're starting games at 11 o'clock at night that have no chance of ever finishing at a reasonable hour. So it'll be interesting to see what they do moving forward. I know he's also considered that whole idea of that the seeding 1 through 16, right? We've talked about that in the past where just give me the best 16 teams, right? Forget the Eastern Western Conference. You know, the problem with that theory, though, of doing that is that now you're going to get even more of these interconference games, right? Yeah, I mean, you'll have even more of these disparities of more games on the West Coast. The NBA is run by the West, guys.
You could also have a series of, like, you know, an East Coast team versus, imagine the travel if it's Portland versus Orlando.
Yeah.
In the first round.
Absolutely.
Okay. You wouldn't do that either. If it's Toronto versus the Clippers, like, imagine the travel in that kind of situation. That's crazy.
Yeah, the travel's nuts. And again, you'll find yourself mostly on the West Coast because that's who dominates the NBA. It always has been. The best teams are in the West Coast. So all of a sudden now, instead of, you know, a balanced situation like you have now, Western Conference, Eastern Conference, I mean, hell, you could have the majority of the game starting at 10:30, and that would be a disaster too. So there is no easy answer here, but they are aware of it, which is great. And I know because we've been bitching and moaning about it here on the East Coast, but at least Adam Silver and the NBA front offices are looking at this going, this has got to change because, hey, LeBron's not going to be in the league here in another couple of years, right? So let's stop looking to LeBron to save everyone. And by the way, he's not in the East anymore. He's in the West. So he's adding to the, he's already adding to what the problem is going to be. So, and I do think they're also going to spend a lot of time looking at the offseason this year. Does Kevin Durant leave the West? Does he come to the East?
Right.
Does Kyrie do the, you know, that there's a lot at stake here come July here as to what's going to happen. And certainly from a rating standpoint, but at least, and that's what I love about the NBA. And that's why I give credit to Adam Silver, much like the NFL. They recognize issues. They address them. They're going, all right, guys, something has got to change here. I'm not necessarily a big fan of the whole 1 through 16. Like, give me the best 16 teams. Yeah. I get that. I just don't know that that's – I don't know that that's realistic. And then, I don't know that that's going to help the balance of power either. I mean, there's a reason why the best teams are in the West, isn't there?
Yeah, I think that you know, listen, I agree with you. I like that they consider all options. I personally don't like that option. I mentioned the travel. I also think you want to do some preserving of rivalries, you know, and have the opportunity. Yeah. We saw, you know, Oklahoma City and Portland. They didn't like each other, you know, in that Western Conference. Right. I think you do want to have that thing kind of happen. You know, I think it's we mentioned it. You know, the major media markets are not there. If this was Joel Embiid and the personality of Philly versus Kyrie Irving and Boston and a major market like Boston, this may be a little bit different. We're talking Toronto and Milwaukee. Add to that that we have Kawhi Leonard, who is the most introverted superstar that the NBA has, right? And it's kind of a perfect storm. On the bright side, though, Joe, we're at least past the point. It's really the last round, you know, when they're in the conference semis, because that's when you have – two games a night. So you have to have that like 10 o'clock tip off, right? We are now and moving forward only in a place where there'll be only one game per night. And now even nights off, like tonight, for example, in the NBA finals, there'll be like one or two days between each game for travel purposes, things of that nature. And I think NBA finals games, I think they start at 9 p.m., all of them, to kind of split that difference for East and West Coast, you know, availability. So it's not people just out of work. On the West Coast.
Is the first game on Wednesday, and then when's the game two?
I think it's Wednesday, Saturday.
Is it two games off? Okay, so what it would be? The
I'll check that out.
Yeah, all right. So there would be at least a day or two. So they're going to focus on mid to end of the week, and then weekend, and then kind of the same thing. So there will be Right, yeah, which makes sense, but it's kind of hard to do when you've got teams battling here trying to make the NBA Finals. They love having that that split, too, that 7 o'clock game, that 10 o'clock game. They absolutely love that.
Yeah, we'll talk about it on the other side of the break, but game one is next Thursday, May 30th, tomorrow. We go Thursday, Sunday. We'll talk about it Thursday, Sunday, but we'll talk about it after the break.
Do it. And we got the latest numbers for it, too, as well. Some future prices coming up here at Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials for a decade. I was like, I'm just gonna try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with five bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. we'll get them off your back.
800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631, 800-961-3631.
So, guys, I think it's time for you to put your money where your mouth is and take a shot at joining the rest of us here in sports investing and open yourself up a sports wagering account with FanDuel. It is New Jersey's largest sportsbook, folks. You can go to FanDuel.com/grid and get yourself a free bet of up to $500. That's right, guys, a free bet up to $500 simply by opening a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, in-game wagering, whether it be college or pro sports, you are definitely in control. Simply go to FanDuel.com/grid, open up your new account, and claim your free wager of up to $500 today. Doesn't get any better than that, guys. Love our peeps over there at FanDuel, and I tell you right now, you may want to consider heading over there today, getting that account opened up, as I'm looking at the lines that have opened up here for tomorrow night's Toronto Raptors Milwaukee Bucks series.
Yeah.
Back in Milwaukee, game five here. It has opened up -7 Milwaukee here. The total is opened up at 219. So That's a pretty large number there, guys. -7 already for a team that can't shoot free throws. -7, 46% of the bets so far this morning coming in on Milwaukee. They are getting a bigger portion of the money, too, 62% of that. The line hasn't moved. It opened at 7, seems to be holding steady at 7, but we haven't seen a whole lot of the sharp money come in yet. But listen, that's the 7 is the number. I don't remember what the games 1 and 2, I think, were somewhere around 7.5 and 8.5, if I'm not mistaken, Dane, because I know I remember talking about it here on.
Yeah.
Was it somewhere in that ballpark there? So they're back to what it is.
They're reverting back.
Which is cracks me up that, you know, game 3, you had Toronto as a favorite there. And then all of a sudden game 4, after winning it, they're an underdog. But they go back to Milwaukee and apparently it's back to normal. Oh, just like it was the first two games. Although I don't think we're anywhere even close to what we were the first two games. But that's a big number so far. Big money line number two. Opened up at -270 Milwaukee. They have been pushed up almost to $3 now as far as the money line bets. So, you know, here we go again. Total 219. And last night, how many points did we score in last night's game there? What, the over hit again last night? Because of the first half, I believe.
222. I believe the over-under was at like 219.
So it barely went over, but that was a big first half. Both teams started scoring a lot of points, kind of slowed down a little bit. And that was, I think, part of Toronto's game plan was to kind of, their half-court defense last night was magnificent, man. Every time Giannis had the ball at the top, you know, he would try to penetrate, couldn't. They did a great job. They slowed the tempo down. They were getting crushed in transition, right, the whole series long. That was their biggest weakness, allowing Milwaukee to just run and gun on them. They didn't work for them at all. They were losing that battle. But, man, that half court, you allow Toronto, they slow it down a little bit, give them time to set up defensively, and that it's all about effort. I don't think enough can be said about the job defensively that these guys did yesterday. They did an amazing job. Part of it, of course, I think is those guys are not outside of, you know, Middleton, who was on fire last night, or Bledsoe, and Giannis. Who the hell else was there? Yeah, I mean, who else was there? Right. Those guys were getting shut down. They had hands in their face. They're double-teaming Marotic on the outside. They're not letting him. None of these guys, they really ratcheted it up there over the last two games, Toronto. But the big question is, getting 7 points, can they match that defensive intensity? Can they continue to keep the game slow, allow that half-court defense to be able to be utilized? Can they do that in a game five? Because what happens, you know, what happens if Toronto actually wins game five? What happens then, Dane?
Then I will be excited to see Drake's outfit for game six back in Toronto because it will be very creative, yeah. I believe. But here's the thing. Here's the thing, Joe. You know how in baseball the saying goes, momentum is tomorrow's starting pitcher? You know what I mean? Sure. I think we're seeing some of that in this series. Remember, we've talked throughout this entire playoffs about the validity of the zigzag theory, right? And to me, the biggest thing, you know, you talk about momentum also. You know, you were saying, oh, momentum's now on the side of Toronto, that sort of thing. You know, in baseball, it's tomorrow's starting pitcher that really controls the momentum. Here, in this situation, I really think the trump card is the home court, Joe. I've said it before, home court matters. I think about the impact it has on the role players. This has been my narrative, and this is why I'm still comfortable with Milwaukee. I don't know if I'd lay 7 points, but I'm still comfortable with Milwaukee at home. If you look at Toronto, you know, yeah, guys like Ibaka, Van Fleet, you know, Gasol, these are the guys that have good games at home. You know, look at what some of these, like, similar players on Milwaukee do last night. Nikola Mirotic, you know, guys like Malcolm Brogdon. Brogdon and Mirotic combined to go 6-for-21 from the field. I don't think that happens back in Milwaukee. You mentioned the pace, the game flow, how Toronto was able to slow it down. I think Milwaukee runs out like the deer that they are in Milwaukee. I think those are the kinds of subtle changes that do matter on the home court and why I still believe this is going to be a very different game. I believe home court is the trump card. That's why I'm still comfortable when I'm holding my Bucks series ticket right now, because I do not see Toronto winning in Milwaukee, especially with what we all have to acknowledge is a compromised Kawhi Leonard. Because those role players, I don't think, step up in Milwaukee.
What is the series? Has the series prices changed at all now that this series is 2-2? Have the odds evened out, gotten a little bit better for Toronto for anybody looking to back them? It wasn't great.
They're better. Toronto, I'm seeing now is +225, and I'm seeing Milwaukee as -290.
So they came back down a little bit too as well. And you're holding the Milwaukee series series ticket.
Yeah, remember, I told you the way that I did it to try and get as little juice as possible, I bet Milwaukee game one and Milwaukee series, if you remember.
Series.
And so I did that going into game one. But remember, I got a game one and series. I thought game one at home on long rest was easy. That wound up winning. So it's almost like I'm on the second leg of my parlay. You know what I mean, Joe? And that means I'm now holding Milwaukee series at -170. So I feel real good about that. Even with these losses, Milwaukee down, it's still only down to 290. But I'm holding Milwaukee -170 because I parlayed it with game one win. And that I've already cleared that hurdle. So to be quite honest, Joe, I'm fine betting Toronto. You know, because if I bet Toronto and they cover like last night, I'm winning. If not, Milwaukee is, you know, on the doorstep of winning my series bet, so I'm feeling good about it.
It's funny too. I a lot of people are going, oh, you know, Milwaukee might be the team to give Golden State the best run for their money. I don't see how either one of these teams, Toronto or Milwaukee, I just don't see how they can match up against what Golden State brings to the table. I don't know what Golden State's latest numbers are to win the title. I would imagine now that this series is 2-2 here. What is that big? Yeah. What is that? No, I can't. It's got to be ridiculous. It's probably not even worth
it. It's not ridiculous. It's not ridiculous, Joe. It is on the minus side of things, though. Golden State's minus 220.
Really? -2. I thought it would have been a little higher than that. -220.
And then you got Milwaukee's +250, and now Toronto is at +6. Okay, they got down to +600. So maybe if you want to be contrarian, to be honest, if you want to be contrarian, you should have bet Toronto already when they were at +2,000 or whatever it was.
Yes,
but Golden State now invested and ready. Golden State is -220. Interesting note though, Joe. They will be on the road, those Dubs, regardless of who comes out of the East. Milwaukee, with the best record in the NBA. It was actually Toronto who had the second best record, more wins than Golden State. So the finals will open at the host site of the Eastern Conference champion, whether that be Milwaukee or Toronto. And Joe, we asked about it last segment. Thursday, May 30th, a week from tomorrow, is game one. They go Thursday, Sunday, Wednesday, Friday. So there's like two or three game days in between each game. Yep. All the starts during the week are at 9 p.m. Eastern. The ones on the weekends, the Sundays, which would be game two and game seven a little bit earlier, at 8 p.m. Eastern. So we're going to get 9 p.m. tip-offs. So these games will be over hopefully around 11:30.
We also heard from, it'll be interesting to see what happens when this gets announced and what it does to the odds, because we know what it did for one game. But Kevin Durant doesn't have any official timetable. We've talked about that. Mm-hmm. Nothing has been said outside of, might be a little bit worse than what we initially thought. But the owner of the Warriors, Joe LaCobb, seems to be telling anybody who will listen that Kevin Durant is coming back for the finals one way or the other. He is going to be back. And he said, quote, "I don't know if you forgot so quickly how in the first round and the second round and how everyone was saying Kevin was the greatest player in the world and he was dominant. He was also incredibly important." He said, "Unfortunately, he got injured, but he's coming back for the finals." And so the story, guys, is not fully written yet. Slow down a little bit. So this is the owner of the Warriors is letting people know. And there's really no need for him to do that unless, of course, he truly believes that Kevin Durant is coming back. I mean, don't open right. that can of worms and make it even more pressure for the guy if he can't come back.
Right, and put pressure.
Right, exactly. Like, I don't think he would do it unless he's already. Right. Yes. He knows that that's going to happen. And now if that does, my question to you is, do you think we're going to see a big shift in pricing in the market there for Golden State with Kevin Durant? I don't know that it's going to push it significantly. Like, I don't know if they're going to go from minus 225 to minus 400 because Kevin Durant's there. I don't know. I think these last five games have shown that.
So. Right, because they've shown how great they are without him. You know, right? So I don't think they're going to think that Durant moves the needle as much. Don't get me wrong, he's a great player. But we've seen what this Golden State Warrior team is without him, and what they are still the prohibitive favorites to win the NBA title.
Yes. Yeah, and I think it's important to distinguish. Without Kevin Durant, they're in all likelihood, they are the favorite to win the championship, right? By far, not even close. With Kevin Durant, they win the championship. It's that simple. Like, the difference is, they're the favorite without him. With him, just give him the damn trophy, it's over. They're winning the title. You're right. I mean, that's pretty much the difference there. We're not going to split hairs. Yes, they might get a game or two. Maybe we get six games out of it, depending on who comes out. I get that. But with Kevin Durant,
Maybe the exact games change, right? And it's more like, they'll win it in five instead of in seven or instead of in six. Remember, they're going to be the road team, though. So they'll have, like, game six at home, games three, four, and six at home. So that's interesting.
At home, right?
I bet Golden State in six. Yeah, I bet Golden State in six. Regardless.
I think it too. You might want to go ahead and back that up now prior to him getting new announced, because you know what's going to happen there. The overreaction is going to be crazy. But I found it interesting that the owner would go on record with that and be adamant about it if, in fact, he thought there was a possibility that it wouldn't happen. So as of right now, guys, it does look like, I haven't heard anything, I haven't seen anything about the Boogie Cousins front, but certainly from the Kevin Durant front, it looks like expect him back. If I'm Kevin Durant, I don't come back game one. I come back. You're on the road, like you said there. Let's say it's Milwaukee. If I'm Kevin Durant, I want to see what happens game one against Milwaukee. If game one happens that Milwaukee holds serve, right, and wins at home, if I'm Kevin Durant, that's the moment I'm coming back. The minute they lose game one, that's when I'm Kevin Durant going, "Oh, you don't need me now." Okay, and that's, you know, the NBA gods, that's how they have a funny way of working that. Yep, absolutely. All right, 1 hour in the books. Hour number two, make it rain. Coming.
Well, my man got five outs last night. Four via the strikeout. His ERA sits at 1.69. You know who I'm talking about.
That would be
the phenomenal A.J. Cole!
All right, well, this is just another weird infatuation that Greg has for a really, really bad Major League Baseball player. So I'm going to completely ignore what you just said, and I'm going to talk a little bit about Carlos Carrasco.
Weekdays, noon Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day.
all major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
If you've heard of WeatherTech floor liners, you probably know that for your vehicle's floor, nothing protects better. But what about protection for the rest of your car or truck? I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Besides our floor liners, we design, engineer, and manufacture a wide range of automotive accessories right here in America. And just like our floor liners, everything is done to the highest standards possible. We understand what kind of investment owning a vehicle can be, so we do everything possible to help you protect it. We don't take shortcuts, and we never make concessions when it comes to quality. For everything from cargo liners to cleaning and detailing supplies, to mud flaps and car covers, the one place you need to go is WeatherTech.com. So if you are familiar with our floor liners, just imagine how well the rest of our products will work for you. Learn more about our full line of automotive accessories at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech.com, proudly made in America.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
So I don't know. I don't know if you had a chance there, Dane, to check out what's going on Jeopardy with our friend here, the sports bettor.
Boy, Jeopardy James.
James,
is he still dominating?
Jeopardy James. I watched it last night because I couldn't believe that this guy. It's now been a month, and it's ridiculous that. I mean, it's hysterical. I actually tuned in. I said, "All right, let me see how this guy does it. Let me see if he's got a plan of attack, because I'm interested to go."
Oh, he definitely does.
All right.
And it's sports betting. Absolutely. He maximizes his value. He starts with the 1,000s and 500s. He goes all in every daily double. He's maximizing his EV. That's what's going on. Yeah.
He buries these people before it is even over. And last night, the look on their faces, this was, I mean, this basically said everything you need to know about the show last night. That girl there had her arms folded the entire night. The guy on the end was just happy to get anything over $10,000, but was completely, we talk about demoralizing, right? Breaking your will. It's over after the first round. And you know, and then he goes, and of course, every time he gets the daily doubles, it's double.
He goes all in.
Double, or it's he's all in, and he doesn't lose. And he does exactly what I thought he does there, Dane, from the standpoint of he's just hitting the damn button. He doesn't even care what the question is. He's already hitting the buzzer. Why? Because he knows the answer. And I almost feel as if watching that last night, and that girl was so bent, by the way. It's hysterical last night. But it's almost as if he goes, all right, you know what? I'm not going to answer that. It's $200. You know, it's $400. Because you know he knows the answer, but he's just like, let them go ahead and answer it. I mean, it's ridiculous because the expression on their faces, the contestants' faces, is absolutely priceless. And guys, what he is doing here is, I don't know how he's already been offered now. There's a few teams in Major League Baseball that have apparently reached out for him.
Yeah.
But he's also been contacted now by, and they didn't say who, but apparently he's been contacted by a couple of very big sports and gambling organizations. couple of big, very big sports books.
William Hill on line one.
To come work. Yeah, hey, it's
William
crazy.
William Hill on line one. Yeah.
Unbelievable. All right, 1 hour in the books. Hour number two here. Make it rain. We'll dive into a little MLB next.